find some new place to live. Is that the truth?
Oh, I'm moving. That's real.
Really?
I got no choice. Got to go.
Really?
I'm gonna move way out to the outskirts of town. It's really necessary, girl.
Well,
I'm gonna move way out to the outskirts of town.
Tell me about it.
I don't want nobody always hanging around.
I hear that.
I'm gonna tell my baby we better move away from here.
You can get your man to bring you the groceries.
Oh, I am.
You better bring them every day.
Uh-huh.
That ought to stop that cute delivery boy.
You been peeping.
I think you better keep him away, Ruth.
Me too.
Yeah, I seen him. He coming around my neighborhood too. And you better move on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, baby.
Somebody with your history, Ruth. That's a good idea.
You heard
about me. 'Cause you don't want nobody getting you in trouble.
Yeah,
now.
I know, baby.
Oh, hanging around.
I know you know. You kind of nosy yourself. You know
I've
that.
Seen what you can do, girl. Talking about some quality trouble, Ruth.
I know you know. We've been friends a long time, girl. Yeah.
You better move way on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, Bonnie, I think you're right, you know. Think I better move way out to the outskirts of town.
That way you won't have nobody to tempt you by always hanging around.
Yeah, girl.
Well, you know it may seem funny, baby.
Nothing ain't
it's
funny.
It's as funny as can be. But I've seen all of your children, Ruth, and there's one that looks a whole lot like John Lee's.
You ought to stop, girl.
I think you just better admit it and get yourself way on the outskirts of town. Find a nice golf course with some female caddies in it.
No telephone.
And, you know, you don't want nobody. You already know everybody in town. You got to find somebody where they can't find you, and you can just have a nice peace and quiet.
Folks are always calling, never seem to let me be. But I'm making new arrangements, ain't gonna have no company. But you, friend, when I move way out to the outskirts of town, I don't want nobody.
That trouble too. People just dropping by to check. Always when my husband's just coming out of the shower. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't blame him, honey. I've seen that good-looking husband of yours.
It's like some kind of sensory remote control. Whenever we start something up, that's when they knock on the door.
Oh, and it's
flowers
about time.
Flowers or some kind of groceries. I didn't even order sometimes.
You know, that has happened to me a couple of times. Unfortunately, I didn't have a real good reason. So I just kept the flowers, kept the groceries, too. But you know what? I don't mind you coming by my house, because, like I said, I've seen that good-looking husband of yours, and I can trust you. Now, my old man's a little decrepit by now, but at this state of the game, What else is there? That's about all I got. I'll take what I can get. Now, you know, Bonnie, I trust you with your little redhead.
You can trust me, girl. I'll be your friend for life.
Oh, sure.